Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's now the day before Christmas. Hope you're ready for it. Are you excited, or are you into it at all? Are you into the holiday season? Or is it something like, oh no, the holiday season? I'm kind of into the holiday season a lot. And it's a long story from my youth and not celebrating holidays because of the family stuff. And so as I got older, I kind of immersed myself into it. So I love this time of the year. I'm a very spiritual person, not so much religious, but I love a lot of the traditions and I love a lot of the concepts. So today I'm going to talk about Christmas. Why December 25th, and a couple other articles. I'm going to take your calls. We'll talk to some dead people, but I also want to talk to you about the law of attraction. I've been thinking about that. Every once in a while, I get emails or from different sources that say that they have the secret and the secret of the secret and how to do the law of attraction. And I've been studying the law of attraction in various ways. Since mid-90s, I guess, 1990-something, I got introduced to it through Centers for Spiritual Living, which were called the Church of Religious Science back then, and their basic premise is change your thoughts, change your world. So I've been kind of into that kind of concept that our thinking and our thoughts and our emotions change our world, and I've studied the Abraham material and various other teachers on the law of attraction, and I'm coming up with a meditation on that, and I'll talk a little bit more about it. I think it's really an interesting way of approaching the law of attraction, because I believe in the principle that if you ask, the universe has it for you. As soon as you ask for something, the universe starts to arrange it for you, align it for you. It's out there. And, you know, it's that Abraham book that says, ask and it is given. But the next step in that whole process is the allowing part. And that's the big step. It's the asking. We ask for stuff. We go, I want a new house. I want a new car. I want a new relationship. I want a new job. And the universe has got it for you. Boom, done. Some people go, ah, that's not true, but it's done. It's there, okay? And even psychically, it's there. I mean, we pick up that energy that it's there. But, okay, so ask and it is given. And then the allowing part, and we'll talk more about that, and maybe some callers, maybe as I get into some of the calls, we'll kind of get into that subject also. It seems kind of appropriate that I get calls that relate to the subject matter. Okay, so let me take a couple calls and we'll jump a little bit more into the law of attraction and that allowing part, which is really important. It's the key element. It's like the secret behind the secret is the allowing. So I have a couple calls, 509 and 608 right now. And I guess you guys are all getting ready for Christmas, and I don't blame you. It's Christmas Eve. I may celebrate at night. Some people open their presents the night before. Some people get up really early. Some people don't give presents. You know, it just depends on, I guess, your situation. And some people celebrate all the other holidays. You know, winter solstice. I lived in an area that had a lot of Jewish friends. So it was like, you know, Hanukkah and other holidays were celebrated. Not so much Christmas. So, saying all that, let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hi. We celebrate at midnight is when we open the gift.
Well, how fun.
Yeah. That's just
this,
how,
is Holly, this is Holly, right?
No, it's Erica.
Erica, you sound like another one of my friends, Holly, so... Okay, so we've never talked before.
Once before, yeah, but I got dental surgery, and that's why I sound like I have a lisp.
A lisp? Oh, okay. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm just prepping for braces. So.
Well, how fun is that? Not really. Are you going to have the inline? Yeah. Are The inside braces or the outside braces? The non-showing
The regular metal ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like that very much, do you? You can tell that you're kind of going, I wish they were the other kind. This is a bummer. Right?
Nice piece. It's just I'm going to my bite a little bit, but yeah, it's pretty painful.
So what's on your mind today? Why did you call in?
I just wanted any messages I can give me. And last time that I called in was about asking about this internship. I still haven't heard back, but I trust and believe that I will be getting it because I deserve it. So.
Well, that's a good thing. You have a positive attitude about it, right?
Yeah. It's just timing. I don't know. They'll call me.
Well, so. I try to talk to your relatives and dead people that have passed in the non-physical world that may have a message or may be working on your side, because sometimes they're the ones that are arranging it for you, okay? It's outside of your control. Male image, male energy, father side of the family, back a couple generations. I don't know if it's a great-grandfather. It could be something like that. It doesn't feel like an uncle, and it doesn't feel like a friend of the family. It feels more like a great-grandfather kind of thing. Okay, I don't know if he's still alive, but that's who it is. I keep getting the word, because you asked the question, I get the word soon. Soon being early next year, okay? After everything settles down a little bit, okay? It's soon.
But
you'll get the what I hear for you, that there are positive outcomes for everything that you're pursuing, that it's being arranged for positive outcomes because you have a positive attitude, okay? And I know that, what does that have to do with it? Well, that's what I talk about in the law of attraction, is that the universe is aligning with you because you believe it and you're positive about it, right? You don't sit there and doubt everything that you ask for. Oh, I don't deserve it. Yeah, whatever, right? Some people are like, well, I want this and this and this, but I don't deserve it, and I don't know if I ever get it. So they've just kind of sabotaged their own getting of stuff, right? No, you'll get it. What do you want? What else do you want?
That day he said that I would know, that one day, I know it's a Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago, I forgot which day it was, but that same day I got surgery on my my tooth, the wisdom teeth, because it was just a significant day, yeah. But I did get an ex-boyfriend reach out to me that same day too, so that was weird. And I don't know, things did come up that day, but I just haven't, the internship.
But that's something that's out of your control, of course. Mm-hmm. And even though you're trying to manifest it, it has to be on their time frame. But it's soon. It's early next year. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if he pick up on Julian though? Are we still gonna remain in touch or?
What is a Julian? It's a friend. It's somebody that you're interested in, right?
We dated briefly.
Okay, well, here's the word I get for you. Let's just kind of get to the crust, the meat of what I'm trying to tell you, and what I'm getting for you is that it doesn't feel close. It feels very distant. So whatever your relationship or whatever your friendship or whatever you call this, I don't get a closeness to it. I get a distance to it, okay? Which means that it doesn't become – I mean, I can't say forever because that's not a fair thing to say forever, but it doesn't feel like it gets to be close right now. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get for you now. I got to move on in a minute, but I do get love is around the corner for you. Love is around the corner for you.
Mm-hmm.
Love in a big way will pop into your life early next year. Before balance, okay, now this is the prediction of the day, and you got to write this down, put it on a piece of paper and hide it. Put it on a piece of paper and eat it. No, I'm kidding. No, it's before Valentine's Day, somebody special is going to come into your life.
Oh.
Okay? I'm not saying who it is or what it is or if it's anybody in particular, but before Valentine's Day, so you can write this down and think about it, and you know, because I think you really want to be in love. You have a lot to offer. You know that in a relationship, you do.
And I'm pretty.
I mean, you,
so.
You do. No, but you do. You're a good person.
Yeah. I have nothing.
You're very generous. You're very generous.
I don't have any hard. Yeah, like I was saying. Sorry, I can't really speak, but I don't have any hard feelings for him. Like, we always kind of, like, talk here and there, and it's always, like, in good terms. But I did, like, I just moved away for college, you know, in a couple hours. And then that's how, like, it became just very distant. But, I mean, I know he comes and goes like that, and it's fine.
Okay, so just expect love to be coming to your life, okay? Just know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay?
I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy the holidays.
You too. Have a good holiday.
Well, hopefully you can eat. You'd be able to eat.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No.
Oh man. It's like it's gonna be a liquid Christmas dinner, huh? Shakes and all that stuff, right?
Pina coladas all day.
Pina colada. Well, that'll stuff the pain. Okay. Okay. You take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Welcome. Bye. Oh, that would be a frustrating, wouldn't it? You know, get your teeth worked on just before Christmas, and then all of a sudden you can't. Oh. Okay, so let me take some other calls. What was next? Who was next? Okay, 608 and then 860. Yeah, I'm going to get into this law of attraction, and I have a meditation I'm working on. And the meditation, I'm being a hypnotherapist, and I really believe in that a lot of changes come at the subconscious mind. And I have this meditation that I'm working on and taking myself and other people to a little quiet space where you can work on raising your vibration. Thinking about raising your vibration by taking out those things in your vibration that keep you from matching the vibration of what you want. We'll talk more about that in a minute. This came to me yesterday when I was out driving. You know, you're driving, you got a lot of time to think about stuff, right? Yes. Hello.
Hey, George. This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm glad your subject is on what it is because I need my vibration raised.
Okay. Well,
said lighten up, so I was trying to do that. Then I'm staying with these people. I was backed into a corner and made to do something that I didn't agree with. So I don't know. They may, after they come back from the holidays, may throw me out. I don't know. But I jumped, George, from one selfish person to another, to another, to another. And
okay,
I know
so,
my family
so,
was so, selfish, but how so, do I heal this?
So what you got to do, that's in your vibration.
That
kind of negative thing is in your vibration. So you have to clear it out of your vibration. And what I'm working on in this meditation, and we don't have time to do this here, but it really is about stop thinking about it. One thing you got to do is stop bringing up the subject. Stop thinking about selfish people, okay? And you got to learn to release that energy and only think about what you want to think about. If you don't want to think about selfish people, then you have to think about generous people, loving people. You have to find examples of generous people and focus on them or read about generous people. And you turn your attention away from what you don't want. You don't want selfish people. So you shouldn't even be asking about selfish people. Got it?
Okay. My daughter's listening too, so she can remind me.
And
so we're not in trouble here, are we, for like rebelling?
No. I kind of get this energy around that they don't want to, they couldn't replace you in the sense not that you're irreplaceable, but there's no reason to replace you.
Okay, because I'm cleaning up and doing things that they don't have to do.
Right.
So I'm not that bad. I'm not as bad as they're trying to make me out to be.
Okay. But well, we can talk more about this. But that's this whole idea of clearing out of your energy field or your vibration. I call it little pockets of garbage in your vibration field, and the
yeah.
garbage would be like, oh, I'm only attracting selfish people. That's a little. That's a garbage thought. So you're clearing those out. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'll talk more about that in a meditation, and not you specifically, but in general. So if you might want to try this sometime, okay?
Okay, and I'm in a place where I can listen to the whole show, so I'm going to leave the phone on speaker and tune in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Bye now.
For everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, she's still listening. Okay, good. I have another caller. Oh, what time is it? Another caller. And I'm going to do this thing on this meditation, and I'll walk you through it, what I've been working on. It's not perfected. It's a work in progress of getting there, too. But I really believe that this sort of thing can make a difference. And if we're willing to make the difference, you have to want to change a little bit. You have to want to clear out your vibration. You have to want to let go of those things, that garbage, I call it, in your vibration, that I'm not worthy, I'm too old, I'm too young, I only attract this kind of people. And part of what I'm talking about is you don't really need to sit there and identify them. They're there. You can get rid of them. Okay, but we'll talk about that more. Hello?
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 Hi, hello.
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Melissa.
Melissa, what's going on today? How are you? Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
you don't sound very enthusiastic at all, Melissa.
No, I'm really upset right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on?
Sorry, I'm trying not to cry. I just have some questions, but I'm crying because you're asking me.
You know, dear, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's only you and I and a million other people. I'm kidding. No, there's not that
really?
Many people. No, I'm just teasing. There's not that many people, okay?
Okay.
So it's okay. Nobody knows you. You're safe here, okay? Nobody's going to criticize you or judge you for anything you do. If you want to cry, cry. If that helps you to release whatever energy you're holding on to, that's a good thing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going through like a child custody battle that I brought on myself because me and my ex, we're having a lot of problems. And he's an alcoholic, and there's a lot of things wrong with him that I'm not really sure exactly what's going on with him. But my question right now is basically, the question that all women ask, you know, when we were together, did he cheat on me? Because I just felt like the whole entire time, all he did was cheat on me. He would come home so late every night and drunk. And I really just want to know that. I think, like, if he did, maybe it would help me to move on better.
Okay. You know, that's a really touchy subject, and I'm going to be really careful with this because psychically and otherwise picking up, what's his first initial? I just want to get his energy a little better.
M.
M, okay. The word, when you asked me, did he cheat on you, whether...
We weren't married, so it's not a legal thing. Like, if you tell me, it's not going to, you know, it's,
no,
we weren't
no,
married.
No, oh. No, here's what I hear. Emotionally, yes. At the very least, it's emotional, which means his heart was cheating. Okay?
Yeah.
Flirting, cheating, whether he had sex with other people, that it just that doesn't really matter because he's not committed to you. If you're out there emotionally cheating, you might as well just have sex, right?
Yeah, that's what I, yeah. Because people would tell me, like, he's like the biggest flirt, and I would feel it.
Yeah.
But I was always wondering if he had the physical with people.
No. I'm not saying yes or no, but it feels like there was a strong indication. Let me see what Spirit has to say. And I usually try to talk to, like, your ancestors, like a great-grandmother, and it's on your mother's side, and that's what I'm getting. Okay? That's the kind
okay.
of – okay. That's who I'm getting. It's like a great-grandmother, mother's side of the family, very strong woman. I don't know if you knew her, but, yeah, it's like really – and she's basically telling you to dump the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's saying that his heart was never with you completely. He used you. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm picking this up, and it's much easier for me to try to pick up.
I mean,
up
that's
something.
What I thought. He definitely used me for sex all the time, money, everything, and not in the beginning right away, but
well, that's
you know
to...
later. I just felt like he used me the whole entire time, but
I
love him. I didn't use him.
But that's the pattern. That's the pattern of men.
Yeah.
And if you, pattern of men is that they get into they put on their best behavior, they put on their best face in the beginning of a relationship, and if they're really honest and authentic at the beginning, that really doesn't change much. But if they're not being authentic and if they're being just using to manipulate, act this way to manipulate, then that falls away and the true person shows up in a few months, right?
Right.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the feeling that I got. You know.
Well, dear, you got to go with your gut feeling on this one. You got to go with how you feel. People
do you
can
know
confirm-
why? Like, I mean, I never really had a dad growing up, but, I mean, he was very abusive to me. And it goes in and out where I can get over it and then to the point where I just feel like I'm dying from it. Like, why do I have something, like, do I need to go to therapy for something else? Because this is not normal to love someone that is really mean to you. Like, he's really was really abusive to me. Like, emotionally very abusive,
I'm going to give you two things here, and then you can judge this for yourself. And if you want to go to a therapist, it's, you know, you might want to go to a therapist just to help you get through this, all this. But I'll give you two things. First of all, he's repeating an abusive pattern in his life. He is repeating all he knows. Okay? He was taught that that's the way you handle the situation. That's how you show love. That's how you deal with love is through abuse. Okay? That's what he learned as a child. Okay?
Weird.
It's what you know. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's what you can't do what you don't know. Does that make sense? You can't show love in a way
his dad was abusive to his mom or something like that.
So he's following that pattern. You can only do what you know. Does that make sense?
Okay.
If you raise in an environment where it's loving and nurturing and parents are respectful for each other, you learn that as a child. And as you get older, that's what you replicate. Okay?
Okay.
So that's his side of the story. That's why he's what he is to a large degree. And he hasn't stopped long enough in his own brain and in his own patterns to realize this is not going to work. This does not work in a relationship. He's never stopped. He just repeats it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your side of the, from your perspective, you never had a father, right?
Right.
And so you don't know how a father is supposed to, how in that male upbringing of how a man's supposed to treat you. You never learned that respectful love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you attached love to somebody that showed you attention.
Right.
Okay. Not or good. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying you're bad or good or whatever. It's just it's how we developed, right?
Yeah.
And so you, if I was to say to you, if you're going to go to a counselor, it's to learn how to have love that is loving yourself first, and then you would develop what love is in the sense of respectful appreciation, love based on mutual respect, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You just wanted to be loved. You missed love. You missed love from a male figure in your life.
Yeah. I don't let everyone love me, though. That's really weird. I'm very choosy.
Well,
like people ask me out all the time, but it's just him that I said yes to and that I allowed to love me. So it's not like I'm very needy, but it's like I don't click with everyone. So that's kind of weird.
Right. Well, no, it's because you had a really good chemistry going. You had this kind of a chemistry connection, which is really hard to explain, right? Now, another way of looking at it, now you may or may not accept this concept, is you've had past lives together, and you've spent a lot of lives together. And so when he came into your life in this lifetime, he was just a recognizing of that soul, that, oh, I know this soul, okay?
Oh, okay.
I know this one really, really well.
Yeah.
And so because we do that. We meet people and go, I know you from somewhere, but I've never met you before, right?
Right.
So it's a combination of things. But don't judge yourself on it. Just kind of go to school, in a sense, emotional school, and learn that, you know, and that you can have love again. That's not a problem for you.
Right. I don't know if I can ask you one more question, but I kind of want to, I wonder what is going to happen with this custody battle. Who's going to get custody? If it's going to be 50-50, what, you know, what you think is going to happen, even in a...
What I hear for you. It's more about what I hear and not what I think. I'm not a lawyer. Okay. It's what do I get for you? It feels like the energy I'm kind of picking up, it will be on your side, or you will be in, it will be in your favor. I'm not getting 100%, but I'm getting it will be in your favor. I'm not getting 50-50, but I'm getting it's more, it's like, let's say a 75-25. It's like they will rule in your favor. That's what I get. Okay.
All right.
This other person's going to get visitation rights and some other rights and so forth, and but you'll get most of it.
Okay.
Because you're more trustworthy. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why I say that, but you're more trustworthy. You really have...
In court, you'll think I'm more trustworthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have more of the interest in, of the child in heart. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Right. And you can give more nurturing.
Right. Yeah, he's actually neglects her, neglects her. And right now, that's her primary. She's living with him, and I only get to see her like two, three days out of the week. It's not that it's not going in my favor right now, but it can change just because of the allegations he said. He kind of won in that court hearing, you know, in that respect, but it, you know, that's not a final thing.
Okay. It will shift in your favor. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good,
all right.
Enjoy the holiday as much as you can and love yourself as much as you can. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I wasn't going to go there to prediction time, but it came up. So, okay, well, let's go back to, wow, the show's moving along, running out of time here. Let me give you a couple quotes on this if I have time at the end, and we'll talk about it. Not tomorrow, I won't be here tomorrow. On Monday, we'll talk more about the meditation and the law of attraction and attracting what you want and cleaning the garbage out of your vibrational field so that you can attract what you want and not continually dwelling on what you don't want. Does that make sense? Okay. A couple quotes. I love this Abraham quote, if I can find it again. Today's quote from December 24th. This is from a workshop in 2005 from the Abraham material. Okay. Just do your best to keep yourself in balance. One of the first things that causes energy misalignment is asking or demanding too much of yourself in terms of time and effort. In other words, you just cannot burn the candle at both ends so that you are physically tired and then expect yourself to have a cheerful attitude. So the rule of thumb has to be, I'm going to be very, very, very happy and then do anything I have time to do after that. So you know, and this is really appropriate for this time of the year and the holidays and everything. We run ourselves ragged. We get in a bad mood. We get tired. We get burned out. And then we expect things to happen in our lives. What Abraham is saying, based on this thing, is that we're putting a lot of negative stuff in our body, a lot of garbage in our vibration by being unhappy, by being negative, being frustrated, being angry about everything that's going on in our lives because we've had too much to do, not enough time. So you have to simplify your life a little bit, right? Don't burn the candle at both ends. Don't get so tired and so burned out that you can't be cheerful, that you can't feel good. Seek feeling good first and then do what you need to do. And if you start to get that burnout kind of thing, stop doing what you're doing and get back to that feel good place. That's kind of contrary to what we do in society, isn't it? We go and go and go and go and work hard, work hard, work hard. And then we get so tired, exhausted, down on ourselves, negative, and never get it all done, never get it all done. But you don't have to do it all. As Abraham would say, you know, you have many lifetimes to do it. You don't have to do it all now. You don't have to get it all done. It's really more important to feel good. And that's cleaning up your vibration. by feeling good. So it's filtering out the garbage. And that's what I'm going to talk about more in the meditation, is filtering out the garbage and visualizing that you're filtering out this garbage. So you're turning your attention away from the garbage that you're putting into your vibration, all the negativity, all the frustration, all the anger, the I can't get it done, I can't get it done stuff. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. We'll get more and more into that as we go too. So I had a couple other articles. This one I really like, and it's for those interested in relationships, and hopefully my friend's still listening. And I read this, and I go, women don't get it sometimes. Women just don't get it. And men don't get it either, because men are the guilty parties here for the same at the same point. It says 7 big relationship mistakes men make. Ooh, this is really big. And this is from beliefnet.com, and I find the author James Michael Sema is the author, speaker, and award-winning Boston-based blogger on the topics of dating and relationship. It's James M. SAMA.com if you want to look him up. Okay, so it's a man. It's from a man's perspective, not a woman's perspective, which I think is cool. Okay, I had a very interesting phone. This is James. I had a very interesting phone conversation last night with a woman in Los Angeles who finds herself immersed in the LA dating scene, which, as you can imagine, is unique. Yeah, tell me about it, really, seriously. We discussed some recent experiences that she had with men, and while some of them were a little different from what I usually hear, some of them were also consistent with the issues I felt I had discussed multiple times before with multiple different women about multiple different men. What does this mean? I mean, there are consistencies. There are, for some reason, mistakes that many men, probably myself included, and I know I've done this myself, yeah, George here, I've done this, in making when it comes to being in a relationship. But see, I can read this article and I can go, aha, I don't want to be this way. I want to be the opposite. And that's what I put out there to. I try to put it out there to women that I'm not this way, but, you know, whatever. I'm sounding bitter. I don't want to do that. Okay, let's move on. Point number one. You have never learned about women. Ooh, this is a big one. This has always surprised me a little bit. People, men and women, spend years of their life learning about business, history, science, and whatever subject comes our way. But when it comes to the one thing that really every single one of us shares, relationships, many are genuinely clueless. Time is not taken to observe, talk to, and learn about the opposite sex. Now, this is about men, but it's also about women. Women have to realize what men are like. They have to get it. You know, they have to get it, that we are different, that we function differently. And women, as much as men, and this article is directed towards men, have to learn about the opposite sex, how we're different, how we function, how we look at the world from a different perspective, right? The more effort you put into learning about women, particularly the one in your life, the more likely you are to be in tune with her feelings, emotions, likes, and dislikes. And it goes the other way too, but men have a tendency to be less likely to do this than women, right? This will of course lead to a smoother, happier relationship, because you can anticipate her wants and needs in order to act on them. You don't need to be a mind reader. You just need to put in a little effort. And I would say that if I talked to 1,000 women, most of them, a high percentage of them say, he doesn't get me. He doesn't know that much about me. He does the same things over and over again. He just doesn't get me. And that's what he's saying. We just don't take the time to learn about the opposite sex. Now, if you're in the chat room or if you're calling it, what do you think about that? Think it's true? The men in your life just don't get to know you as a woman? You don't make her a priority. Ooh, this is a big one. Ooh. This is a big one. More than one conversation I had recently has focused on men who are either so immersed in their career, friends, and other interests that they barely make time to spend with their own girlfriend. As an entrepreneur, I understand the importance of focusing on business and progress. But I also understand the beauty and depth a relationship can bring into your life. this guy, I bet you this guy's married. He's got to be, you know? I mean, women got to latch onto this dude. If they haven't, they should, right? And the importance of playing in your equal role in it. The woman in your life wants to feel valued. She wants to feel adored. She wants to be emotionally present when you are with her. She doesn't need to have you around constantly, but of course she wants you to feel loved, just like you do. Wow, isn't that so true? But I can't understand why men don't get that. Do you men don't get that? Okay, if you stop putting in effort to make the woman in your life feel special every day, you lose the right to complain when someone else does. You know, that's one of the biggest reasons women cheat, is they don't feel appreciated. They don't feel special. You know, they've been married for a while or with some partner for a while. They don't feel special. And so they cheat. And you almost can't blame them for cheating. Really? Can you? Okay, can you? Because we all want to feel special. We want to feel special in somebody's life. We want to feel loved, nurtured by somebody else. We want that relationship, that back and forth, that 50-50. And if you don't, you're going to go somewhere looking for it. And it may not be with your partner. Okay, how much time do I have left? I love this article. And maybe if I don't get it done today, I'll get it done. I got a few minutes. Good. We can get through a lot more. This is really cool stuff. Ooh, where happened to it? Okay, here it is. You didn't work to build a foundation. Now, I posted this on Facebook. If you're with me on Facebook, you can find the article. So if you can read it for yourself. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, join me on Facebook. And I post these sort of things, and you can read it yourself. And so this is kind of advice for women to look at as they get into a relationship. These are the little red flags that should go up right away. Boom, done. A foundation of relationship, a friendship and trust is essential for every relationship. Much like a first building of a foundation is essential for building a house. Without it, things may look solid from the outside, but will be crumbling from the inside. Many men shy away from friendship with women because they are scared of being in the friend zone and never having more than that with a woman they have feelings for. I agree and I disagree, but it's important to be friends, and it's important, but there has to be an attraction too. If a woman's just, because I've been put in the friend zone, I know that one. I know the friend zone. But there still has to be building of a relationship. I'm in the friend zone with a lady right now that I have feelings for, but she's dating somebody else. So, yeah, there's this weird gray area here, but you want to build friendship, even though. Because if you're really building friendship and you're both connecting and you're building the friendship based on the idea that you're building a relationship, it's different, I think. Okay, but it's important to realize that many relationships are built off of friendships. That is what keeps two people together in the long term. She needs to know she can count on you, and you will be there, that you are the real deal. So you can have a friendship without a relationship. But you can't have a relationship without a friendship. Let me read that one again. That is really, really, really important here. And for all of us to get, men and women. Significance. Very important. You can have a friendship without a relationship. Like that's where I'm having right now. Okay. But you can't have a relationship without a friendship. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's so simple. Yeah. Best friend. And I did my own survey years ago, and I asked a lot of couples that have been together for a long period of time. And apart from each other, I asked them, who's your best friend? And they said their partner. It's usually their partner. If your partner is your best friend, then you're kind of on a long way to having a great relationship. You know that. You put in part-time effort. Ooh, the mistakes that men make. There now we're talking about mistakes. Healthy relationships are not a part-time commitment. The woman you're with is not just another option on a way to pass your time. And she shouldn't be made to feel like she is, like a sex object. You know, somebody to go to when you need, you know, a little bit of affection or to cook or whatever it is, right? When you're with her, be with her. When you're not with her, let her know you're thinking about her. Ooh, that's a big one. I love that one. a lot. It's like, okay, a relationship is a team, and teams fall apart when one of the members don't pull their own weight. That for me personally, it's like that one point about when you're not with her, you're thinking about her. So it's, you know, we have this thing we call texting now, which is like a cool little thing, thinking about you. All you have to do is text about thinking about you, and a smile came to my face. It's as simple as that. You don't have to write paragraphs, and you don't have to send flowers. And I mean, those are not bad things to do, but it's just, I've been thinking about you, and a smile came to my face. That's good enough, right? It should be good enough. As mentioned earlier, she needs to know that you will be there for her during good times and during bad times. If you always seem to be just sort of kind of committed, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? She will eventually realize she is better off being single or finding someone who gives her what she needs. Ooh, ow, yes. So I would say, as I say these things and I read these things to you, and as women, these are red flags. If a man's not doing these things, he may change and he may have the ability to change, but you got to highlight him and bring him up at some point. You know, we have a problem here. It's always about we have a problem here, right? Okay, how much time do I have left? I want to make sure I have enough time to finish some more of these points. We have a problem here. Not condemning a man, but we have a problem. We need to work on this. I don't feel loved. I don't feel appreciated. I don't feel close. Okay. Another one. You are inconsistent. Now I'm going to use these again on Monday, or go back through some of these on Monday, because I think this is really important stuff on relationships. It really is important, and I agree with almost all of this. Another one of the most common questions I get from women about men is, why are men so hot and cold? Men can be talking about commitment, a relationship one day, then completely disappear the next. What gives? But I think women can be the same way. I have had women in my life, and just recently had a woman real hot, and, wow, ready to go, ready to jump into it. And then the next day I hear nothing. So it goes both ways. But men can I have an answer on that, but I'll let the author speak on it. I understand that as men in the social media era, we have options. We can easily choose X out a conversation and start a new one while easily forgetting about the last one. It is an unfortunate side effect of out of sight, out of mind mentally that comes along with consistent information overload. But one thing has not changed. The fact that you are not talking to a real human being, that you are talking to real human beings with feelings and emotions. If you're interested in her, tell her. If you're not interested in her, tell her. A gentleman will never allow a woman to fall if he does not intend on catching her. So if you're hot into it, if you're just, it's about sex or whatever it is, then you need to tell her, hey, I'm not really into this. You know, I'm not really connecting with you. You know, sometimes men get off on the sexual idea and they meet somebody and they get all sexually aroused. And then when they get home and a few hours, they go, wait a minute, where am I going with this thing? You know, I'm not there. But it's the same thing with women. You know, if you're not interested, tell them. Don't leave people in the lurch. Don't let them kind of wonder what you're thinking, what you're doing. Connect, talk, be consistent. If you're in the relationship, be consistent. If you don't think it's going to work, then you tell the partner or the person you're dating, it's not going to work. It's just not me. You know what? It just isn't going to work. Really have to get into huge explanations and why it won't work. You can just, you know, it's the chemistry is not there, the what is not there, and just let it go. Yeah. Okay, so we got about, let me see if I have enough time. I don't think I have another one, enough time for any of the other ones. Another one is, well, we won't get into all those today. So I want to wish everyone a really wonderful Christmas. And I hope your day is just beautiful. I hope that you allow yourself, that you don't get so caught up in the day, the presents and the dinners and stuff, that you don't take time for you and honor the day and honor the traditions of the day and the reason why you're celebrating it. And the honoring, the love, the acceptance, the peace, and not just the materialistic aspects of it. Bye now. Love you guys.